愿大家平安。
Peace be with you.
啊，这一次 NATS 被安排十节。
This NATS have been allotted 10 sessions.
那跟大家一起来学习以西结书。
In order to share with you the book of Ezekiel.
啊，上去年啊这个时候我们在 Irvine 来学习耶利米书。
Last year, this time in Irvine, we learned regarding the book of Jeremiah.
啊，耶利米书跟以西结书都是啊先知书。
Both Jeremiah and Ezekiel are prophetic books.
先知书就是在以色列百姓被掳的前后，被神感动在带领他们信仰的先知。
These books concern the prophets that led the people in their faith both during, before, and after the deportation to Babylon.
那在先知书的讯息里面，我们可以看到神的公义跟神的慈爱。
Among the messages that the prophets proclaim, we can see God's justice and mercy.
这两个是神很重要的本性。
These are two very important natures of God.
那这个公义跟慈爱就在主耶稣的身上。
We can see both the justice and mercy on Jesus Christ.
所以一个人如果有主耶稣的形象，神的形象，应该是公义又是慈爱的。
Therefore, were a person be bestowed with the image of Christ, then they would be merciful and just.
通常神的慈爱在前面。
Normally, the mercies would come first.
然后神的公义才来到。
And then comes God's justice.
我们在查考耶利米书的时候，耶利米先知用23年的时间传达一个很简单的讯息。
When we studied the book of Jeremiah, we learned that Jeremiah for 23 years preached a very simple message.
23年相当长。
23 years is quite a long period of time.
只有一个讯息。
Only for one message.
要悔改归向神。
Which is to turn back to God.
要离弃偶像。
Forsake idols.
那这样神的愤怒就会转离。
In this manner, God's wrath will be cast away.
讲了23年以色列百姓真不能听不下去。
For 23 years, this is what he spoke, and the Israelites could not take it any longer.
那这个神的恩典的怜悯就过去了。
This is how the grace and the mercy of God passed them by.
所以神就告诉耶利米先知要传达一个讯息。
Therefore, God commanded Jeremiah to preach this message.
就是你们要被掳40年。
You will be
70年。
Taken captive for 70 years.
所以你们要顺服。
Be obedient.
跟着巴比伦去。
And go with the Babylonians.
那以色列百姓就要逼迫。当时的耶利米
The Israelites they wanted to persecute Jeremiah at that time.
觉得他不爱国
because they felt that he wasn't patriotic enough.
你是以色列人，怎么说我们会被掳呢
？You are an Israelite. How dare you say that we will be taken captive?
但是这个被掳是神用最严厉的手段要来使他们回头。
And it so happens that captivity was the most severe way of God's hand to turn them back to himself. Because this is how men work, no matter how they are reminded again and again, they don't come to their senses. So God could not help but use the most stern and severe method to turn people back to him.
耶利米书的后面就开始讲安慰的话，神要带你们回来，神要与你们同在，神的恩典没有减少。
Coming to the conclusion of the book of Jeremiah, we see words of comfort: God shall be with you, God shall make you return, God's grace was never diminished on you.
所以神的慈爱中有公义，公义中有慈爱。
Therefore, in God's mercy there is justice, in His justice there is mercy.
那在以西结书里面
，In the book of Ezekiel，
如果我们看以西结书第一章。
If we turn to Ezekiel chapter 1,
第一章的第一节
chapter 1, verse 1.
30年四月初五日，以西结在加巴鲁河边，被掳的人中间，天就开了，得看见神的异象。以西结在被掳的人中间看到异象。
Ezekiel saw a vision when he was among the captives.
因为以色列百姓北国先被掳，后来南国也被掳了。
Because the northern kingdom of Israel was taken captive first, then after that the southern kingdom.
所以到圣城被攻下来整个以色列百姓就亡国了。
When the holy city was conquered, the entire kingdom of Israel came to its end.
那在以西结书里面有四个异象。
Within the book of Ezekiel, there are four visions.
所以在第一节里面讲，天开了，看见神的异象。
Here in verse 1, we are told that the heavens were open, and I saw a vision of God.
那在这个异象里面，就以西结蒙召，蒙主选召。
Within the process of these visions, Ezekiel was chosen by God.
那到第八章看到第二个异象。
In chapter 8, we encounter the second vision.
就是看到耶路撒冷在神的面前是怎么败坏。
Which is the corruption of Jerusalem before the presence of God.
这个异象不是肉眼看到的。
This vision was not seen with a fleshly eye.
异象是在灵界里面神显现的一个图画。
But rather, a vision is an image that God reveals in the spirit.
所以异象中所看到的跟一个人肉眼所看到的常常是不一样。
Therefore, oftentimes, what is in a vision spiritually is different from what the fleshly eye sees.
那以肉眼来看，耶路撒冷没有问题啊，是很好的。
From a material perspective, there was no problem with Jerusalem. It was fine.
但是在异象当中，就看到耶路撒冷在拜偶像。
But in the vision, it was seen that there was idol worship within Jerusalem.
惹神极大的愤怒。
Arousing the great wrath of God.
圣城应该是神宝座的地方。
The holy city should be the dwelling place of God's throne.
那竟然在圣城里面人在拜偶像。
But for some reason, it is made a place of idol worship.
所以有时候我们看一个人，用肉眼看跟用属灵的眼光来看实在是不一样。
Therefore, when a person sees with their fleshly eye and they see with their spiritual eye, the outcome might be very different.
我们看自己在镜子里面看到，的自我在跟从神的话语这个属灵的镜子看到的自我也是不一样。
When we see the reflection of our image in a physical mirror, we see ourselves. This is quite different, maybe, from the reflection we see in ourselves by looking at the Word of God.
那第三个意象就是到了三十几章有一个枯骨复活。
The third vision concerns around chapter 30 or so. It is about the dry bones being made alive.
那这个气息一吹上去，它就开始。
When the breath was cast upon these bones, they came to life.
就是指着神的灵要降在以色列人身上，所以他们不至全然灭绝，还要再复活。
This refers to the Spirit of God coming upon the Israelites who would not utterly perish, but rather come to life again.
那到最后就是一个新圣城建在山上的意象。
In the end, there is the vision of the new temple erected on the top of the holy mountain.
那个意象也不是物质的耶路撒冷城。
That vision is not the physical Jerusalem as we know it.
那个意象是在描写一个完美神的圣城。
But it's a description of the perfect city of God.
是属灵的。
It is spiritual.
其实那个就是指着末后的教会。
And actually, that refers to the true church of the end times.
所以在以西结书里面，我们可以看到两个殿。
In Ezekiel, we see two temples.
前面一个殿就是所罗门所建的殿。
The first temple is that which was constructed by Solomon.
那后面一个殿是属灵盖在高山上。
The latter temple is the spiritual temple constructed on top of the mountain.
就是新约时代的教会。
That is the church in the New Testament.
那前面这个殿，到最后就被拆毁了。
The temple, the first temple in the end was destroyed.
到公元七十年就完全被拆毁了。
In year 70 AD, it was completely and utterly destroyed.
这个物质的殿呢，也就会过去了。
This is how the physical temple passes.
但是后面那个殿就是教会。
The latter temple refers to the church.
所以到以西结结束的时候，我们看那个教会是荣耀的。
So when Ezekiel ends, we see that this church becomes glorious.
到最后主耶稣来就要把它带回到天国去。
And when Jesus comes, he will take her back to heaven.
那在旧约时代哈，神住在两个地方。
In the Old Testament, God dwelt in two locations.
那个至高至大至上的神住在两个地方。
The utmostly glorious, the utmost high God dwelt in two places.
住在哪里？
Where?
问题问一问，大概头脑会比较清醒。在旧约时代，神住在两个地方。
Maybe I ask you, it will cause you to think and be more awake. In the Old Testament, God dwelt in two places.
第一个神住在天上他有一个宝座。
God dwells in heaven where his heavenly throne is.
所以诗篇里面说神住在至高之处。
Therefore, the book of Psalms says God dwells in the heights.
那神住的另外一个地方。
The other place where God dwells.
就是神住在圣殿里面。
Is the temple.
哦，所以这个圣殿里面啊有至圣所。
Therefore, within the temple, there is the Holy of Holies.
那至圣所里面有约柜，有施恩的宝座。
And inside the Holy of Holies, there is the Ark of the Covenant and the Mercy Seat.
所以在走旷野路的时候，摩西常常进到这个会幕里面，那云彩降下来，神就下来。
Therefore, during the journey of the desert, Moses would enter into the tabernacle, and then cloud would descend upon the tabernacle.
所以他们摩西就在那里求问神。
And there Moses would inquire of God.
所以他们出埃及不久，神就告诉他们。
Therefore, not long after escaping Egypt, God told them.
就是要再造会幕。
He told them to build a tabernacle.
那这个造会幕，就是要让他们来学习敬拜神。
The construction of the tabernacle served the purpose of allowing the people to learn to worship God.
那他们在安营的时候都围着会幕安营。
When they were camping, they would camp facing the tabernacle.
东西南北会幕在中间。
Around the tabernacle, rather, with the tabernacle placed in the center.
因为那个会幕是神同在的地方。
Because the tabernacle was the place of abidance of God.
神住的地方。
It is the place of dwelling of God.
那我们今天这个信仰生活就是要以教会为中心。
Today, our lives of faith must be centered around the church.
所以所罗门在献殿的时候。
Therefore, when Solomon was dedicating the temple,
神的荣光充满着圣殿。
God's glory filled the temple.
甚至祭司都站立不住。
To the point that the priests were not able to stand on their feet.
那个旧约时代那个殿到新约时代就是教会。
That temple, the Old Testament, come to the New Testament is the church.
所以以弗所书第一章里面说，教会是耶稣的身体。
Therefore, Ephesians chapter 1 tells us the church is the body of Christ.
是充满万有者所充满的。
Which fills that all in all as he who fills all in all.
充满万有就是神。
He who fills all in all is none other than God.
教会是神所充满的地方。
And the church is filled by him who fills all in all.
所以教会非常重要。
The church, therefore, is very important.
新约时代，神住在天上，神住在教会里面。
In the New Testament, therefore, God dwells in heaven and also in the church.
每一个人都是教会的一部分。
Each person is a member of the church.
所以我们就是神的殿。
Therefore, we become the temple of God.
神住在我们中间。
And God dwells in our midst.
那这就是以马内利。
This is what Emmanuel means.
所以在新约时代，神的荣耀就是要显现在教会里面。
In the New Testament, the glory of God shall be manifested in the church.
那我们看那个旧约所罗门盖那个殿。
When we look at the temple that Solomon built in the Old Testament,
那后来被拆毁了。
It was later destroyed.
因为当时摩西跟以色列百姓有立约。
Because at the time, Moses made a covenant with the Israelites.
甚至在申命记里面，摩西跟以色列百姓讲得很清楚。
Even in Deuteronomy, the details of this covenant are recorded clearly.
你们如果听神的话，
If you heed the word of God,
你们就会蒙福。
You shall be blessed.
神就要与你们同在。
God shall be with you.
你们如果离开神拜偶像，
If you depart from God for the sake of idols,
就会受咒诅。
You shall be cursed.
神就要离开你们。
And God shall depart from you.
这个是他们神跟他们立的约了。
This is the covenant that God established with them.
所以神从很早就知道以色列百姓会去拜偶像。
From early on, God knew that Israelites would go to worship idols.
所以以西结书里面就在提到这位忌邪的神。
The book of Ezekiel therefore describes this jealous God.
神是忌邪的。
God is jealous.
他也是荣耀的。
He is also glorious.
那以色列百姓去拜偶像。
The Israelites went and worshiped idols.
这个嫉妒的神渐渐就离开他们。
And this jealous God gradually departed from them.
所以这个圣城本来充满着神的荣耀。
The holy city was originally filled with the glory of God.
那这个神的荣耀渐渐离开。
But God's glory gradually departed.
那一离开之后，
And after departing,
耶路撒冷就没有神的同在了。
Jerusalem no longer had the abundance of God.
所以外族就攻进来，就把他们全部都掳走了。
Therefore, foreign tribes came, attacked them, and took everything as plunder.
因为没有神在看顾他们。
For God was not watching over them anymore.
所以我们今天在学习以西结书。
So today we will study the book of Ezekiel.
也是要让我们来学习怎么建立我们个人的信仰。
Also, for us to learn how to establish our own faith.
Because
we ourselves are the temple of
God.
God dwells in us.
神的荣耀要在我们身上显明。
God's glory shall be manifested on us.
但是如果我们转离神,
but if we turn away from God,
我们心中有偶像,
if we have idols in our hearts,
或者我们真的去拜那个物质的偶像,
or if we actually worship physical idols,
那神就会离开,
then God shall depart,
咒诅就会临到,
and the curse shall come upon us.
但是更重要的,
more importantly,
我们怎么一起来建设一个荣耀神的教会?
How do we build a God glorifying church together?
这个就是我们要学习以西结很重要的一个目的。
This is one of the very important objectives by which we are learning Ezekiel.
那在以西结先知这个世代，
During the time of Ezekiel the prophet,
以色列百姓已经信仰非常的堕落。
The faith of the Israelites reached a low point in their corruption.
所以神要选召工人，被神所用，做神的器皿。
Therefore, God wanted to select workers for Him, selected as His vessels.
来带领以色列百姓回头归向神。
To lead the people back to God.
这是一件非常难的工作。
This is a very difficult work.
但是这个一定要有人来做。
But there must be someone to take it up.
所以在第一章到第三章就在讲神怎么来选召以西结。
From chapters 1 to 3, we can see how God chose Ezekiel.
那在神选召以西结之前，我们在第一章里面可以看到神的形象。
Before Ezekiel was called, we can see in chapter 1 what the image of God was like.
我们来看以西结书的第一章。
Let us turn to Ezekiel chapter 1.
26节。
Verse 26.
以西结书第一章26节。
Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 26.
在他们头以上的穹苍之上有宝座的形象，仿佛蓝宝石。在宝座的形象有上，仿佛有人的形状。
27节 27.
我看见从他的腰以上有仿佛有光耀的晶晶，周围都是火的形状。又从他腰以下仿佛有火的形状，周围也有光辉。28节
28.
下雨的日子云中红的形状，周围光辉的形状也是怎样，这就是神荣耀的形象。我一看见就俯伏在地，又听见一位说话的声音。这个地方在描写神神的荣耀的形象。
This passage describes the appearance of the glory of God.
在哥林多前书十二章在讲我们现在要去认识神都是模模糊糊的。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we are told that if we set up to know God, we see Him in a blurry manner.
为什么？因为我们带有肉体。
Why? Because we carry the flesh.
这个带有肉体就是带有限制。
And when we carry the flesh, we carry limitations.
那旧约时代那个镜子是用铜做的。
In the past, in the Old Testament, mirrors were made with bronze.
把它擦得很亮，就站在那个铜面前来看自己。
Or with a burnished copper, you will polish it to the point that it reflects your image on it.
那怎么擦得亮，站在前面就是也不是很清楚，因为是铜嘛。
But no matter how much you polish it, it's not glass, it is copper, so the image is distorted, it is blurry.
那现在我们对神的认识就是这样。
This is our knowledge of God nowadays.
你用怎么来形容我们在物质上的经验都是有限的。
No matter how you put it, how you describe it, our knowledge in this physical world is limited.
所以我们对神没有办法讲得很清楚。
Therefore, we cannot clearly explain what God is or how He is.
因为灵界是无限的。
Because the spiritual realm is boundless.
物质界是有限。
The physical realm is bounded.
所以没有办法讲得很清楚。
Therefore, we cannot explain God clearly.
那什么时候我们要完全认识神呢？
When will be the time we will know God fully?
就是我们这个肉体改变成为灵体。
It is when our physical flesh is transformed into a spiritual body.
约翰一书说，我们就要面对面见到神的本体。
First John says that we will see God's essence face to face.
要真的看到神。
We will truly see God Himself.
那个时候我们就会全然知道神是什么。
During that time, we will know all about God and everything about Him.
所以虽然这里用很多的 地上的经验来描写神，也没有办法完全讲得很清楚。
Even in the description where several analogies or comparisons are being made to physical things, we cannot describe God fully yet.
比方启示录里面说，天国是黄金街碧玉城。
For example, the book of Revelation tells us that the heavenly kingdom is paved with jasper and gold.
那真的我们将来到天国，那个街是黄金铺的吗？
So do you expect to go to heaven in the future and see gold, actual gold on the streets?
如果是黄金铺的，地上也可以造天国。
If this were the case, then we could construct heaven right here on earth.
如果是黄金铺的，那就没有什么值得羡慕的。
If it were gold paved, then it wouldn't be that outstanding, really.
那是用地上最好的来描写天国。
What happens is that the best thing on earth is taken to describe heaven.
那天国有多好？
How good is heaven?
凡是看异象看到天国都不想回来，这样就有多好，我们就知道了。
We can put it this way: you see a vision.Of heaven, you would not want to come back. This is how wonderful it is.
有那个死人已经上到天国去了。
There were some people who died and went to heaven.
哇，大家迫切地帮他祷告。
Everyone prayed earnestly for them.
天使说，哎，你要再回去，因为大家帮你祷告。
And the angel said, I'm sorry, you have to go back because everyone is praying for you.
那个人不想回来，他不行啊。神说下来，他觉得灵魂又掉下去，回到他的身体又活过来。
A person quite unwillingly, had to come back for God and push their soul back to the land of living.
所以这个神的形象哦，没有办法讲得很清楚。
We cannot clearly explain what the appearance of God is like.
那二十八节说，下雨虹的形状怎样啊？光辉啊，周围光辉的形状也怎样
？Verse 28 says, like the appearance of a rainbow in a cloud on a rainy day, so was the appearance of the brightness all around it.
虹出现是在挪亚这个。大水之后
，The rainbow came to be after the great flood in Noah's time.
神应许不再用大水来毁灭。
God promised not to destroy the earth again with a great flood.
所以这个虹可以代表神的怜悯的慈爱。
The rainbow represents God's mercy and loving kindness.
然后他又看到火的形状。
Ezekiel then saw the appearance of fire.
火就代表神的公义。
Fire represents God's righteousness or justice.
希伯来书里面说，神是烈火，轻慢不得。
In Hebrews, we are told that God is a raging fire which cannot be provoked.
所以我们在神面前要来侍奉神，要谨慎战兢。
Therefore, if we come before the presence of God to serve, we need to do so in fear and in trembling.
好像亚伦两个儿子献燔火，他不但神没有高兴，反倒死在祭坛里。
Unlike Aaron and Aaron's two sons who offered the profane fire, by doing so, they did not please God, but rather died at the altar.
所以神是公义的。
God is just.
那这个蓝宝石的形状好像是神的圣洁。
And here, the appearance of this precious sapphire stone is representation of His holiness.
然后晶晶好像是神的尊贵。
And the amber represents His honor.
所以这一些用地上最好的经验来描写神的本性。
The best things of earth are taken to describe God's nature.
但是那个看到的感觉跟我们现在讲得出来又不一样。
But the feeling of seeing these things and us just plainly talking about it now is different.
所以在当时变帽山上主耶稣显现。
In the mountain transfiguration, the Lord manifested Himself.
他衣服洁白，容貌放光。
His clothes were white, and His face shone.
这个就在灵界里面的神的荣耀显现在他身上。
This is God's own glory manifested in the spiritual realm.
那彼得就非常满意，我们在这里真好。
Peter felt so satisfied that he said, "It is good, Lord, for us to be here."
而且打算住三座棚主耶稣，然后摩西、以利亚都可以住下来。
He planned to make three tents, one for Moses, one for Jesus, one for Elijah, for all of them to stay right there.
也就是说，变帽山那个山上虽然没有什么
，That is to say, although there wasn't much there in the Mount of Transfiguration,
但是当神的荣耀一显现
，When God's glory manifested itself,
就是我们在这里真好。
Then the conclusion is, it is good for us to be here.
希望永远住下来。
We hope to live here forever and ever.
所以有时候我们像去年我们在开 NYT 的最后几天里，大家都感觉到我们在这里真好。
For example, last year during NYTS, during the last days, we felt it is so wonderful to be here.
就是神充满在我们当中。
This is because God is filling us and He is among us.
我们从圣经里面看到神的荣耀，神的形象。
From the Bible, we have seen the appearance and the glory of God.
以马内利，我们觉得我们在这里真好。
Emmanuel, for It is great to be here.
所以这个第一章为什么要先显现这个异象给以西结看呢
What is the purpose in chapter 1 for there to be this vision for Ezekiel to behold?
就是为了第二章。
It is in preparation for chapter 2.
那这个第二章就是在讲神选召以西结。
Chapter 2 is about Ezekiel's calling.
我们看第二章第一节。
Let us see chapter 2 verse 1.
他对我说，人子啊，你要站起来，我要和你说话。第二节。
2.
他对我说话的时候，灵就进到我里面，使我站起来。我便听见那位对我说话的声音。第三节。
3.
他对我说，人子啊，我要差你往悖逆的国民以色列人那里去，他们是悖逆的他的他们和他们的列祖违背我直到如今。这个地方在讲他对我说话的时候，灵就进到我里面。
Here it is said, when he was speaking to me, his spirit came upon me.
这个道跟灵两个是一个铜板的两面。
The word and the spirit are two sides of one same coin.
所以为什么说真耶稣教会我们祷告可以得圣灵，这个非常重要。
So it is very important to understand why in the true Jesus Church we can receive the Holy Spirit when we pray.
这个真耶稣教会祷告得圣灵至少有三点非常重要。
There are three very important points at least.Regarding receiving the Holy Spirit.
第一个证明这个教会是耶稣的身体，所以有耶稣的灵。
First, it is the evidence that this church is the body of Christ. That is why it has the Spirit of Christ.
第二个
Second,
这个证明这个教会洗礼有赦罪的功效。
It proves that this church has a baptism with the power for the remission of sins.
罪得赦免，圣灵才会降下来。
Only after sins is washed away, the Holy Spirit can descend.
第三个
Third,
这个证明这个教会有真理。
It proves that in this church there is the truth.
所以你看这个他一说话的时候灵就进来。
Therefore, as he was speaking, the spirit entered into him.
因此有时候我们在祷告会都要先查考一段圣经。
And therefore, it is common for us to read a passage before we enter into a prayer session.
当我们的心进到神的话里面。
When our hearts enter into God's word.
我们就离开神越来越近。
Then our distance to God decreases.
我们祷告就很容易被圣灵充满。
And it is easy for us to be filled with the Spirit in our prayers.
那如果我们的心充满着世俗。
If our hearts are filled with profane worldly things.
这个祷告就神的灵不容易充满。
Then it is quite difficult for God's Spirit to fill our hearts.
因为那是俗的。
Because that is profane.
神的灵是圣的。
God's Spirit is holy.
那有的人求圣灵求很久都求不到。
Pray for the Holy Spirit for a long time and cannot receive it.
当然有时候是神有神的时候。
Granted, God has his time with everyone.
但是也有人很多很多人在体验。
But according to the experiences of many,
他求圣灵求不到，就是他头脑观念有哪一部分跟圣经不一样。
They pray for the Holy Spirit, but still in their minds, they have concepts that are different from those of the Bible.
或者他的心里面，或者他的生活里面，有哪一部分跟圣经教训不一样？
Or perhaps in their hearts, in their thoughts, in their daily living, there is an aspect that differs from a biblical principle.
所以怎么求都求不到。
So no matter how they pray for the Holy Spirit, they do not receive it.
有时候禁食祷告也求不到。
And sometimes even with fasting and praying, they cannot receive it.
那一直到自己有这个感觉我在神的话的光照之下，我哪一部分需要改变？
Now suddenly, when one day they are illumined the word of God, and they see what they need to change.
那一改变，祷告就得胜了。
As soon as they change, they pray and they receive the Holy Spirit.
所以神的话神在讲话，圣灵就进来。
Therefore, as God was speaking, the Holy Spirit entered into him.
这两个分不开的。
These are two inseparable things.
但是这个在反过来讲
But from the obverse side,
我们基督徒如果去读佛经
if we go and read the scriptures of Buddha,
或者去读这个法轮功的书
or we read a publication from 法轮功，
道跟灵是在一起的。
Remember, the truth and the spirit abide together.
如果那个道是从魔鬼来的
if that so-called truth of word comes from the devil,
我们去读那个书，那个魔鬼的灵就会做工。
And we read those books, those documents, then the spirit of Satan.Start acting.
所以我们家里面要把所有有跟魔鬼有关的一些书、一些理论全部都清干净，不会给魔鬼留地步。
Hence, we need to get rid of everything related to evil spirits and demons, false doctrine in our houses, so that we don't leave a foothold to Satan.
好，那现在神呼召以西结要去 往悖逆的国民那里去。
Now God is calling Ezekiel to go to a people that are rebellious.
这是一个相当难做的工作。
This is quite a difficult task to do.
所以你看，我们现在看第四节。
Let us now see verse 4.
这众子面无羞耻，心里刚硬。我差你们到那里去，你要对他们说，主如此说，你们或听或不听。我必你之家必知道在他们中间有先知了。这里说这个悖逆之子心里刚硬。
Here we are told that this rebellious people have hardened their hearts.
这个心里刚硬就是先知讲的话你怎么讲他都不会受感动因为刚硬比铁还硬。
They have become stubborn, hard-hearted. No matter what or how the prophet says it, it doesn't go in because it is so hard.
那面无羞耻的心。
They also have a shameless heart.
这个羞耻的心其实就是跟良心连在一起。
This shame is actually related to conscience.
如果我们良心很敏感，
if we have a very sensitive conscience,
我们犯罪了就会觉得很不好意思。
We sin, we will feel ashamed.
好像夏娃吃了善恶果。
Just like when Eve ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
神到伊甸园走来走去，怎么看不见这一对夫妻呢？
I was wondering about Eden, but did not see this couple.
平常神一走就看到那一对夫妻
Normally, he would be able to see them very easily.
他藏起来了。
And they hid themselves.
为什么有羞耻的心呢？
Why? Because they had a heart of shame.
因为他犯罪了。
Because they sinned.
不好意思见到神。
They didn't have it in them to see God.
那这个。这些以色列百姓没有羞耻的心。
These people of Israel were impudent.
就是做错他也 不觉得怎样。
This means that they were in the wrong, but they felt nothing.
犯罪拜偶像也不觉得怎样。
They sinned and worshiped idols, they didn't regard it as anything.
这个差不多很难挽回的一群人。
This is actually a group of people very hard to turn back.
但是很难挽回神并没有放弃。
But even though it is very hard, God did not give up on them.
所以如果我们看那个爱，爱是凡事盼望。
Therefore, when we look at love, love hope all things.
所以有时候父母在看自己的孩子。
When parents look at their own children.
不管怎么坏。
No matter how bad they are,
父母总是相信有一天他会改变。
The parents believe that one day they can change.
这就是爱。
And this is love.
所以虽然以色列百姓这么刚硬，
although the Israelites were so hard-hearted,
神还是要差先知去警告他们，叫他们回转。
God still wanted to send His prophets to them to turn them back.
这就是神的怜悯。
This is God's mercy.
永远不放弃。
To never give up.
这是神对我们的心
This is God's heart towards us.
所以今天呢，我们在服侍神
Nowadays, as we serve God,
要有这个心也不简单
We need such a heart, and it is not easy.
要一直祷告，祷告神的爱充满在我们里面。
We need to pray and pray to the point that God's love fills our hearts.
压伤的芦苇我们才不会去折断。
So that we do not break the bruised reed.
江城的灯火，我们还会去看顾。
So that we do not so that we look after the smoking flax.
我们看第六节。
Let us see verse 6.
虽有荆棘跟棘藜在你那里，又住在蝎子中，你总不要怕，也不要怕他们。他们说的话虽是悖逆之家，还不要怕他们的话，也不要因他的脸色惊慌。他们或听不关听，你只管将我的话告诉他们。这里再提到以色列百姓。
Again here, it talks about the people of Israel.
到那里去传神的警告，好像在荆棘跟棘藜里面。
To go to them and preach God's warning is like to throw oneself in briars and thorns.
这个荆棘跟棘藜就是会刺人，会痛苦的。
Briars and thorns, pierce people. They cause people pain.
没有人愿意在荆棘跟棘藜里面走路
了。No one would want to walk in such a field.
那蝎子会咬人的。
As we know, scorpions sting.
你靠近它会咬人的。
If you draw close to them, you'll be stung.
所以神要叫以西结先知做这个工作是。很难的工作是会受苦的，是会被蝎子咬的工作。
Therefore, God wanted Ezekiel to set himself to a hard work, a work of suffering, a work of being stung by scorpions.
这样的工作如果以我们现在来讲你要做一个公司要征求一个人来做这个工作，这个 job description 写的是这样，谁愿意做呢
？Imagine this: you have a company and you want to hire employees. You post a job description with these things. Who do you think will apply?
一般人做工就是要工作轻松一点，然后薪水高一点。
Normally people want less pressure, more income.
哦，但是这里也没有讲薪水啊。
But there is no salary mentioned here.
哦，那只是讲说工作很辛苦啊，没有人要听啊。
It only says that the work is very tough, no one wants to listen to you.
那你要受苦啊。
You shall suffer.
那是什么让我们去做这个工作？
So what causes us to want to do this work?
那个原因就是第一章看到神的荣耀。
What drives us to do this is the glory that we have seen in chapter 1.
所以我们今天服侍神的动力是什么？
So what is the driving force today when we serve?
服侍神的动力不是说哦，我做圣工啊，教会会在众人面前啊提我的名啊，让大家觉得我觉得在大众面前很有荣耀。
What propels us to serve God is not that we will be elevated and exalted in the presence of everyone in the church.
这个做圣工也不是说我做圣工以后我会觉得我自己很有用啊，这有一种自我实现的感觉。
To do holy work is not about feeling useful or self-realization.
做圣工也不是要别人肯定。
To do holy work is not for the affirmation of others.
我们做圣工最大的赏赐就是神本身。
The greatest reward we receive from doing holy work is God Himself.
神纪念我们。
It is God's remembrance of us.
还有，我们做圣工，将来有些天上的荣耀。
And in the future, there is the glory of heaven awaiting us.
所以在哥林多后书里面。
Therefore, in 2 Corinthians.
我们看哥林多后书第四章。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章
，Second Corinthians chapter four，
十七节
，verse 17。
第四章十七节
，chapter four verse 17。
我们这至暂至坚的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。这个地方在讲苦楚跟荣耀。
This verse tells us about affliction and glory.
大家要不要荣耀？大家都要荣耀。
Who likes glory? Everyone likes glory.
好像保罗要死的时候，有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Just as when Paul was about to pass, there was the crown of righteousness awaiting him.
什么是公义的冠冕？
What is this crown of righteousness?
那个公义的冠冕就是天国的荣耀。
This crown of righteousness is the heavenly glory.
好像冠冕要戴在头上。
Like an actual crown placed on the head.
那这个永远的荣耀从哪里来？
Where does this eternal glory come from?
自战自谦的苦楚。
It comes from this light and temporary affliction.
所以十八节。
18。
我们不是顾念所看得见，乃顾念所看不见，因为所看见是暂时，所看不见是永远。看得见是暂时的。
What is seen is temporary.
看不见是永远的。
What is not seen is eternal.
所以这个永远的荣耀是我们做圣工的一个赏赐。
The eternal glory is the reward for holy work.
因此，哥林多前书十五章在讲复活。
First Corinthians chapter 15 deals with the matter of resurrection.
日有日的荣光，月有月的荣光。
The sun has its glory, the moon has its glory.
那讲到这个荣光，最后是结论是什么
？And speaking about all these different shining and glory, what's the conclusion of it all?
不要动摇，要竭力多做神的工。
Do not be shaken, but diligently work for God.
因为这是不突然的。
Because it is not in vain.
不突然就是会被神纪念，在天上有荣耀。
The meaning of not in vain means that it will be remembered by God in the heaven through His glory.
所以保罗到过第三层天。
Therefore, Paul ascended to the third heaven.
他说这个的地上没有的。
And he said that that is beyond compare in this world.
那有这个经验。
With this experience,
他看地上好像粪土一样。
He regarded the world as lost.
所以今天有时候我们自己或者我们看年轻的人，对侍奉有相当的保留。
So should we look at ourselves or the youth hold some reservation in their service to God?
但是对世界没有保留去追求。
However, at the same time, there is no reservation in the pursuit of worldly things.
常常是因为看到世界的好处。
This is oftentimes because these people see the benefit of the world.
但是在灵里面没有上到第三层天，看到那荣耀的神。
But spiritually, they did not go to the third heaven and see the glorious God.
所以我们对世界投入很多。
That is why we invest much in the world.
因此这里、第一章在提到神显荣耀给他看，第二章在神呼召给他。
In chapter 1, God manifests his glory to Ezekiel. In chapter 2, he manifests his calling to Ezekiel.
所以服事神最大的动力就是神本身。
The greatest driving force, therefore, in holy work is God himself.
如果我们对神有很深的认识，很深的体验，
If we have a deep understanding and experience of God,
我们就会觉得服事是一种恩典。
We will feel that serving him is a blessing.
而且服事是一种机会。
It is an opportunity.
因为这会承受神的荣耀，这能够靠近荣耀的神。
For this is worthy of receiving God's glory. It's worthy of drawing us closer to God.
所以第一章显荣耀，第二章神的呼召。
Chapter 1 is the manifestation of God's glory. Chapter 2 is God's calling.
我们先看，再来看第二章。
Let us now see chapter 2.
第八节。
Verse 8.
那第八节之前呢，我们先来看第三章。
Before this, let us go to chapter 3.
第二章第八节哈。
Chapter 2, verse 8.
人子啊，要听我对你所说的话，不要悖逆向那悖逆的家。你要开口吃我所给你的。第九节。
9.
我观看见有一只手向我伸出。手中有一卷书，第十节。
Ten.
他将书卷在我面前展开，内外都写着字，其中有写的哀嚎叹息的声音。第三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
他对我说：“人子，要吃你所得的，要吃这个书卷，好去对以色列人讲说。”第二节。
Verse 2.
于是，我开口，他们就是，他就使我吃这个书卷，第三节。
Three.
有对我说：“人子要吃我所赐给你这个书卷，充满你的肚子。”我就吃了，就觉得甘甜如蜜。这个地方神告诉他说：“你到以色列百姓家中要讲什么
？”Here, God tells Ezekiel what to actually say when he goes to the house of Israel.
第三章第一节。
Chapter three, verse one.
你要吃所得的书卷，然后。好对以色列百姓家讲说
Eat what you find, eat the scroll, and go speak to the house of Israel.
这个以色列百姓会离开神呢，就是对神的话不清楚。
The Israelites forsook God because they were unclear about God's word.
不知道自己身份的宝贵。
They did not know how precious their identity was.
所以以西结去要传达神的话。
Ezekiel went to proclaim God's word.
重新建立他们的信仰。
To reestablish their faith.
那但是要传达神的话，建立信仰之前，他本身先要领受神的话。
But before communicating God's word and establishing their faith, he had to receive and accept God's word.
那神的话就是灵，就是生命。
God's word is spirit, it is life.
所以这个神的话进到人的心我们的心生命会得到滋润，灵会得到力量，会长进。
When God's word enters into us, our spirits will be nourished, they will be irrigated, and they will grow.
所以这个两个门徒离开以马忤斯去。
The two disciples left Emmaus.
那主耶稣要怎么让他回头呢？
How would Jesus cause them to turn back?
主耶稣就跟他同行。
He went with them.
然后半路就一直跟他讲话。
And on the way, he kept talking to them.
一直讲到以马忤斯。
He spoke and spoke all the way to Emmaus.
那在吃饭擘饼的时候
，and during the breaking of the bread during while they were eating，
神开了眼睛
God opened their eyes，
忽然发现，那个就是主耶稣
And they discovered that was Jesus Christ。
他在回想说，我们半路的时候，他跟我们讲话的时候，我们心里不是火热吗
？And they asked, were our hearts not burning when he was speaking to us on the way？
那既然火热，那一天晚上他们就回来到耶路撒冷。
With that zeal, they returned to Jerusalem that same night。
那个差不多要三个钟头走路的。行程
That requires a three-hour journey walking.
连睡一晚都没有，因为心里火热。
They wouldn't even want to sleep because they was burning with zeal within.
那个火热就是耶稣跟他们讲话。
And that burning sensation is Jesus speaking to them.
所以我们今天遇到一个软弱的信徒。
Today we may encounter a weak member.
虽然我们不是直接讲今天跟你讲启示录第几章第几节。
Although we do not directly tell the person, today I'm going to talk about Revelation chapter what and verse what.
但是我们在谈话的内容里面
，But in the content of our sharing，
其实都是以神的话为中心。
We take God's word as the foundation.
那再加上我们个人的感受
，As the core added to our own feeling，
再加上我们个人的体验
，We also add our own experience to the mix。 text.
那我们这样一直去接近这个软弱的信徒，他的灵魂就会苏，灵性就会苏醒。
When we guide and counsel such a weak member, the spirit will awaken itself gradually.
心里就会火热。
Their heart will be burning within.
然后他就会回来教会。
And they will return to the church.
所以我们在教会里面哦，这比方说妇女团契的或者查经的什么妈妈团契哦。不要把外面的书带到教会来讲。
Therefore, no matter if we are having a women's fellowship, a Bible study, or any other type of fellowship, do not bring outside publications into the church.
我讲，我教孩子，我用这一本书。
Don't say, I bring this book that I use to teach my children.
那另外一个来说，我教孩子，我用这一本书，这两本书是人写的，它里面观念都不一样。
Now someone else say, well, I instruct my children, bring them up with this book. These are all thoughts of men.
那到最后要什么方法？
So what is the method we shall follow in the
end? 最好的方法就是圣经啊。
This method is still the Bible.
因为圣经是百科全书啊。
For the Bible is an encyclopedia.
天父怎么教我们，就是我们怎么教我们的孩子的一个榜样。
In whatever way the Heavenly Father instructs us, we will use the same teachings to instruct our children.
所以这个神的话是超越一切的书。
God's word surpasses any type of book.
我们在教会里面不要把世俗的学问跟着的话，好像炒一个大杂面。什么都有哇！一碗很丰富的粮食。
We should not in our church stir fry God's word with other things, other worldly thoughts to make a mixture of things for us to eat.
世界的学问跟神的话是不能比的。
God's wisdom cannot be compared with worldly knowledge.
那如果我们要带领妇女团契，要带领查经，要带领什么？要先吃神的话。
If we need to lead a women's fellowship or a Bible study, we need to eat God's word first.
那这里说吃下去，口中就觉得甘甜。
Here we see that when we eat it, we feel that it is sweet.
所以有的人哦，就听道理都要讲，哎，生活的应用，从开始到结束都要讲生活的应用。
So some people say that when one delivers a sermon, it has to be life application from beginning to end.
这个跟生活没有关，我不听。
And if they hear something not related to life application, they just pretend they didn't hear it.
其实我们领悟道理是一个极大的喜乐。
To be able to understand the truth is a great joy.
因为道就是神。
Because God is the Word.
领悟道理就是对神认识更深。
If we understand the Word, we have grown an understanding of God.
所以说这里吃下去就觉得很甘甜。
Therefore, when we eat it, we feel it is sweet.
所以有时候我们在有圣灵在带领，我们读了圣经或者听一篇讲道，就觉得很感动，心里得到很大的造就。
When we listen to a sermon, read the Bible under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we feel very touched. We feel very edified.
所以以西结要去之前，神先给他一卷书，他要吃下去甘甜，然后告诉他用这一吃下去的这本书来传达给以色列百姓。
Before Ezekiel was sent, he was given a scroll which he ate and felt it was sweet. This is the word that he is to communicate to the Israelites.
所以每一个人服侍神都要在真理上要多多领受。
When anyone serves God, they should be a greater partaker of God's word.
那现在我们要领受真理是很简单的。
Now it is easy for us to receive the truth.
因为现在网络很发达。
Now with the internet, many things are made much more convenient.
我们有很多不同的方法来领受神的话。
There are many ways to receive God's word.
这是神对以西结先知的装备。
This is God equipping Ezekiel with what he needed.
让他来领受神的话。
For him to receive God's word.
那第三章的四节到十五节就是对他的勉励。
Here in chapter 3, verses 4 to 15, we have God's encouragement to Ezekiel.
时间已经到，一起默祷。
This is about time. Let us pray in silence.